We're going to review Perek Chaf Hei Mishnah Zayin. Kol HaKelim Yeshlem Achrayim V'Toyach V'Yeshlem Beis Tzivita. All Kelim have an Achrayim outside and inside. Okay, that we know. Now, V'Yeshlohen Beis HaTzivita or Beis HaTzivita, either an Ayin or a Tes, which means they have a hole, and the hole is used to move it around. Either you stick in your finger or you stick in your hand. And the purpose of this hole is to be able to move around the utensil. And the Mishnah is teaching us is that if the outside becomes tummy, the Beis HaTzvi'ah does not become tummy. If the Beis HaTzvi'ah becomes tummy, the outside does not become tummy. Okay?
Good.
They are independent. They are independent one of another. Rabbi Tarfon Omer La'areva Gedoyla Shleitz. Rabbi Tarfon says, he disagrees. Not all utensils have an independent Beis HaTzvi'ah. Only a very large bowl, which has an opening, do we give it a Beis HaTzvi'ah. It has to be a very large bowl in order to have the status of Beis HaTzvi'ah. Otherwise, it does not. Yeah? Okay? Okay, Rabbi Kiva says, only a big one. But in the small one, if the outside becomes tummy, automatically the hole becomes tummy. If the hole becomes tummy, automatically the outside becomes tummy. Only a very large utensil do we view the Beis HaTzvi'ah to be independent of the outside of the utensil. If the outside becomes tummy, the Beis HaTzvi'ah does not become tummy.
So say why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's significant. Significant. When it's so small, it's the size of the hole relative to the utensil is so small and significant, we cannot view one to be independent of the other. When one becomes tummy, automatically the other becomes tummy. Only when it's a large utensil, then do we give significance to the Beis HaTzvi'ah.
The hole is big enough?
The hole is big enough. It's large.
That it can have independence.
Independence. But when it's small, then we don't give it independence. Then we have the third opinion, Rabbi Akiva Aymer. Look, he has like a pshar. This may be too small. This is too big. A kais is somewhere in the middle. The kais is. He's not really showing you the difference. This looks like this in the picture, but it's somewhere in the middle. If it's a kais, then we give the base svita independence. If it's less than the size of a kais, then we don't give it independence. Rabbi Kiva Meir Lukaisas.
Okay. Is this a kaisis?
No, this is not. This is called a utensil. This is not a kais. It's something smaller than a kais. That's why he explains it. Let's see the Raf. Beis HaTzvi'ah, Garsinan, Makam Shoichzim Akli, the place we hold the kli, Keshavikashim Moshitna, Isobi Zelzeh. When you pass it from one to another, it's the place where you hold the utensil. Lashon Vayitz Spot La Kali, to hand over toasted grain. Shepe Rusho Vayoshet is to hand over. This the Garsi Beis HaTzvi'ah with an ayin. Makam Shoichez Bay Beetz Ba'oy, a place you hold on with your finger. Vyesh Lohan Beis HaTzvi'ah. Sheim nitmu achoyrav, beis hatzvita tahar. Vim nitma beis hatzvita achoyrav tahar. They're independent one of the other. If one part becomes tameh, the other part is tar. They're independent one from the other. Good. Okay. Then along comes the second thing. Rabbi Tarfon says la reva gedoy l'shaleitz yeshla beis tzvita ava l'shar kelim other utensils lo. Only when it comes to very large utensils, if there's liquid on the end, on the outside of the areva, the yod of tomatoes, and your hands are tomatoes, oches the beis hatzvita, the ein choshes shema yiga b'mashkin shevi acharav. You can touch, if the outside of the pot of the areva is wet, we let you touch the inside of the hole, and we're not concerned that your hands will make contact with the outside. In the case where your hands are tummy. Your hands are tummy. What's the case? The kli is tall. The kli is tall. And your hands are tummy. What's the problem? What's the concern? What is the concern?
My hands are tar.
No, your hands are tummy.
Tummy, okay.
And the pot is?
Tar.
So the concern is if your hands touch the liquid becomes tame, and once the liquid becomes tame, the utensil becomes tame. So your hands, your the tumah of you is going to be transferred. You're going to contaminate the utensil again. The utensil is tahar. The liquid, and there's liquid on the outside of the utensils. Your hands are tameh. If you make contact with the liquid becomes tameh, and then the liquid in turn contaminates the utensil. So what's the solution? The solution is don't touch the outside of the utensil. Can I touch the hole? Do we consider... Yes, because the hole is independent. That's what it says. Rabbi Akiva, L'Rev Gedolah, Yesh La Beis HaTzvita, Avot, L'Shar Kelim Lo, Shebarev Gedolah, very large utensil, Yesh Hefresh, we differentiate, Bein Beis HaTzvita, Le'achay Rayim. Shem Yesh Mashkem Be'achori Areva, if there is liquid on the outside of the Areva, the yodof tomatoes, and your hands are tomatoes, and your hands are tomatoes, oiches bebeis hatzvita, you can
put your hands in
the bebeis hatzvita, the ein choishesh, you need not be concerned, shema yiga bemashkin shebeachar, that you'll touch liquid on the outside, the yachzeru, the yitmu es sareva, and you will in turn contaminate the areva. You need not be concerned.
Areva is...
It's the pot.
The inside or the outside?
Outside. The whole pot. Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, the outside. Okay, one more time.
Yeah, I understand it.
Okay, fine. So Rabbi Akiva says, there's a pshara. L'koisos, avo l'koisos, Rabbi Akiva merit l'koisos, af l'koisos, yesh lohen beis tzvita. Rabbi Akiva says, even for koisos, there is a beis hatzvita. In for koisos, right? So kibemir af l'koisos, beis hatzvita liyadaim. Now, is there an argument? What exactly is the point of our disagreement? Rabbi Akiva din beis hatzvita hina gam b'koisos. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean he includes everything? Includes this, or only in the middle?
The future gilun hoyshin l'chaver. Even
crisis
is okay.
Let's see. That's how the way you hand it is by the beis hatzvita. Aval, here's the key point that he explains. The kelim acherim chayshino nimnoga bebeis hatzvita shenoga gam biachodem ulehepach v'nitmu yodav. When it comes to other utensils, not only.
Choices.
Only koisos, but other kelim not, because the concern is that you're going to let you touch the beis hatzvita, it's a gezera, you're going to also touch the outside. And if you touch the outside, you will come in contact with the liquid, and once the liquid becomes tummy, the utensil becomes tummy.
He holds also, of course, this.
Seemingly this, here, af. According to Tanakama, kol hakelim, all utensils. Yesh lachem din beis hatzvita. Shem nitmu achoyda b'mashkim loy nitma beis hatzvita l'tame yes yoda. V'im nitma beis hatzvita loy nitma achoyda kli b'chein halacha. According to Tanakama, everything.
Even the little baby.
Rabbi Tarmi, only one utensil.
Only the big one.
Only din beis hatzvita amufra b'bidin acharayim hino rak. Rak. Only one utensil. Barev g'doyla shalates. L'fi shem nip'as g'doyla due to the fact that it's very large. Regilim loich sadavka bebeis hatzvita v'ein l'chosha sheyeches gam b'acharem v'itmul yadav. Because it's so large, you're only going to touch on the outside, you're not going to touch the beis hatzvita. Rabbi Akiva says, af, he's speaking back to Rabbi Tarfon. Not only is the areva going to have a beis hatzvita, you're also going to have it when it comes to a kois, but not when it comes to shor kelim. Rabbi Akiva didn't make that tzvita achinu gam b'koisos. L'fi sh'regilim hoishin l'chaveroi, dafka b'achizah, beis hatzvita. V'achavot, avol kelim acherim, chayishinon, im noga beis hatzvita, sh'noga b'acharayim, but other utensils were concerned, if you're going to touch the beis hatzvita, sh'noga b'acharayim, ulehepach, v'nidmu yodav, you're going to touch the other parts of the kelim as well. Aval b'kelim acherim, chayishinon, shim noga beis hatzvita, sh'noga b'acharayim, Shenaga gam yachoraim. You'll touch the outside. You'll touch the outside. You touch the inside. Okay. So therefore, that's three machlokes. Now, everything. The common denominator. This is the point that's very important. Now, the common denominator of everything that we've learned until now is the utensil is tahar, and you are tameh. The person who is coming in contact is tameh. That's what it says over here. Rabbi Meir Oimer, everything that we've learned now is true. Liodayim hatameos, hands that are tame. Liodayim hatameos, and the hatahoros, vice versa. The other way around. Let's say your hands are tar, pum fakert. Let's say
tame,
and it was tame, and the liquid is tame, and you want to put your hand, you want to make contact with the utensil. Will you become tame? My hands are tar. Can we say that when I remove my hands from the utensil, my hands are still tar?
This spot inside the holder is tar?
That is tar.
This is tame.
That's tame. So the question is, does the tumah of the utensil spread to the base of tzvita? More than that, am I trusted?
Where's the water?
The water is on the outside. It's sprinkled on the outside of the utensil. There's moisture. There's moisture on the outside. So the question over here is, if I make contact with the water, there is no question I become tame. Because since the utensil is tame,
the water is on my hand.
No, I think we know. It doesn't say that.
Just tell me the water is on my hand, and when I put my hands inside here.
No, because then you will become tame. Okay, let's see. I don't know. We'll see. But certainly, in the case where the utensil is tame and the water, there's water on the utensil. If I touch that water, I become tame. If my hand until now was tar and I make contact with the water, I become tame. Right? Is that clear?
Fine. What?
If my hands are tahar, and I make contact with the water, what happens? I become tame. If the utensil is tame, well, what happens? Let's say the utensil is tame.
That's tame, but what, this is tahar.
We're not to that yet. Let's say the utensil is tame, and there's water on the utensil, and I make contact with the water, I become tame. The question is, if I touch the tzvita, do I also become tame as a gezera? Because when you touch the tzvita, you don't even realize it, you're probably also touching the utensil. That's what we kept on saying over here, along with three opinions. It's a gzera. The gzera is, even though the tzvita technically is independent, and is independent, there's a gzera. If we let you touch the tzvita, you will inadvertently...
That's not what we said.
Before we said that, when it came to the...
Only according to some.
Because the small one
is independent. According to common, this isn't.
Everyone agrees.
The case is independent. According to everybody, this one is independent.
That's the question. Everyone agrees that the whole is technically independent of the outside of the utensil. The only reason why we want to say that it's not going to be independent, according to our being Tavra Mikiva, in this case, not going to be, is a gezera. Because if we let you put your finger in the hole, you will inadvertently touch the outside of the utensil. So if your hands are tame and the utensil is tahar and is liquid, okay, I'm going to be very careful. I'm not going to touch the outside. I'm going to only touch the hole. But when you touch the hole, you may slip. And if you slip, you're going to end up touching the outside of the utensil. You're going to contaminate the utensil. So therefore, at a gzera, as a gzera, we don't let you touch even the hole because you may come to contaminate. Now the question is: does this gzera go both ways? Does it go both ways? So according to Rabbi Meir says, liodayim hatneos v'hatoros. The gzera indeed goes both ways. Now let's see. Let's see. He explains in the Rav. Liodayim hatneos v'hatoros. No, that's the Tosfot. Liodayim. Yesh hefresh, there's a difference. We differentiate bein beis hatzvita liachorayim, between the beis hatzvita, the hole, and the outside of the utensils. Yesh hefresh bein beis hatzvita liachorayim liodayim hatmeos kedeprishus. Like we explained, so everything we learned until now was that your hands are tame, the utensil is tar. The utensil has liquid. When I touch the question is, when I touch the liquid, am I going to contaminate the utensil? Ulitahoirois. Here is what is coming to add into the Mishnah we have not yet learned. Kidimforish likamon. Like the Mishnah is going to explain. Now what does it mean to explain Ketzat? Let's now skip this portion. Let's skip this and jump. Ketzat. Okay? Okay, come on, Ketzat. What does that mean, Litahoirois? Ha you yadav tahoirois. Your hands were tahoirois. The achori hakoy is tameyos, and the outside was tamei. Tamei achori hakoy is tameim. achozoi the base hatsviyaso. I carefully put my hand in the base hatsvita. Einoi choyshe shema nitzmu yada b'achori hakos. You have to worry. That's this case. Okay. The outside of the utensil is tummy. There's liquid over here. I can put my hand inside. My hand was tummy before I put it inside. And I have a right to assume that it's tahor. My hand was tahor. I have a right to assume that it's tahor when I take it out. And it did not come in contact with the liquid which made my hand's tummy. Why would the liquid make my hand's tummy? Because the utensil is tummy. That makes the liquid tummy. And the liquid potentially can make my hand tummy. I need not be concerned that that liquid would make my hand tummy. I need not be concerned, according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. All the rules that we said. Okay. However, now that's according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir Meir Liadayim Hatmeos Vehatoros. Omar Rabbi Yosi, Loi Omru Ela Liadayim Hatoros Bilvod. And what does that mean, Rabbi Yosi? Okay, you see it's a chiddush. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosi Savar. Liodayim tohoyrois bilvod loichai shinon. In the case number two, where your hands are tohor and the utensil is tummy, and you're putting your hands inside the hole, we can assume that you did not make contact with the liquid and you are okay. There's no gezera. But avol liodayim tameos, the original case, chai shinon. In the original case, all of these cases, even in this case. Every single, the fourth opinion, every single case, there's not one case where we're going to say the base hatzvita is independent from the utensil. If the utensil is tame, if there's liquid on the outside of the utensil, and you touch the base hatzvita, in this case, your hands become tame.
Your hands are tame, aren't they?
No, the first case your hands are tar. Go back to case. I'm sorry. You're right. The utensil becomes tummy. I'm sorry. You're right. Your hands are tummy.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, you're right. Your hands are tummy. And the utensil is tar.
Wasn't this case tummy? Were they with tummy? This is where they were tummy.
What?
This is where they were tummy. Over here is where the this was tummy. The keli was tummy already. We were worried because it was water. We were scared we were gonna spread it. No.
What?
The first case in all these cases we were worried. There's water in the back, right?
And your hands are tummy.
And they are tummy.
Your hands positive. Your hands are tummy. That was the first case. Mm-hmm. Your hands are tummy, and your hands are going to contaminate the utensil.
We're not worried about it.
So according to Rabbi Yossi, in that case, if your hands are tummy, if you touch the base hatzvita, the utensil becomes tummy no matter what.
Different than all the other three mandamas.
Right, different all the other mandamas. So it says, Aval kui Rabbi Yossi, Aval Rabbi Yossi sava liodayim tohoros bilvad loy chay shinan. When your hands are tohor, and the question is, did your hands become tamei? Then we're not concerned. If you touch the base hatzvita, your hands remain tohor. Aval liodayim tameos chay shinan. If your hands are tamei, and the utensil is tohor, if you touch the base hatzvita, we assume you contaminated the entire utensil. It makes no difference. Every single case, tame, even though there's no liquid inside, even though technically speaking, the base hatzvita is independent of the utensil, it does not make a difference. If you make contact with the base hatzvita, automatically the utensil becomes tame. Aval yadayim tameos chayshin v'halacha ketana kama chudapirish umunifarish Rabbi Yossi v'halacha is ketana kama. The halacha follows Tanakam uchun mefarish Rabbi Yosi like Rabbi Yosi, which means what? I don't know. What does that mean? We follow Tanakam uchun mefarish Rabbi Yosi that only when the kli is tamei and you make contact with the hole in all three cases, the kli is tamei. And you make contact with the hole, according to the Rabbanon, your hand remains tahor.
according to Rabbanan, even when my hands are tummy and I touch it.
Well, that was one way. It goes both ways. According to the sheet of the Tanakhama, it doesn't make a difference. Meir is basically explaining the three opinions. According to the three opinions, it goes. According to Meir, says it goes both ways. One of them goes both ways. Whether your hands are tahar or your hands are tummy.
He's being mechadish that it works the other way also.
And that's what our mayor says.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Yossi says, no, only this, all of the salach that this machlaik is, that it's going to be independent, is only when your hands are tahar and the utensil is tameh, and the concern is, did your hands become tameh or not? But when it's the other way around, everyone agrees that
he says, not everybody.
Rabbi Yossi holds, but Rabbi Yossi holds in all three opinions. Rabbi Yossi holds that all three opinions,
three cases,
only said their halacha in the situation when the utensil starts out tameh, and the question
and
is
the hands are tahar.
But let's say the hands are tameh, and the utensil is tahar, and the question is, did your hands contaminate the utensil?
And no.
Yes.
When your hands are tahar.
Tameh. When your hands are tameh. And the utensil is tar. And the question is,
the water
on the back. And the question is, did your hands contaminate the utensil?
He says it did.
Everyone agrees that everyone agrees it's going to be contaminated the utensil. Got that?
Like
Rabbi Yossi, Meloy Amru, Ella Liyadayim, Hatahoyos. Bilvat. Only time we have this concept where there's going to be independence and one thing will not affect the other is when your hands are tar. And the question then is, did your hands become tummy? Then we say, one is independent of the other and there is no concern that you make contact with the outside of the utensil. But when your yodayim are tameis and you make contact with the utensil, and with the Beis HaTzvita, everyone agrees that by coming in contact with the Beis HaTzvita, there's an assumption you contaminated the utensil as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir are the last two, right?
Yeah.
Shrek.
Why?
Because they should be going. If they hold that the Beis HaTzvita is a problem, putting your hands in the air, it shouldn't make a difference whether your hands are tar or tame. There should be a uniform. Uniform, like the Tanakhama says, it's not a problem. It's an independent thing. The whole is an independent. It's an independent factor.
It doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Either way.
Right.
You die in Paris and Tomatoes.
Right.
And Yossi is saying it makes a difference.
They're consistent. The other man, the armies are not consistent.
Okay. Fine. Now let's see these pictures again. Now that we have more of an appreciation, let's try to figure out what these pictures mean over here.
Okay, before we do the pictures, can I get a cup of coffee?
Of course.
Thank you, so nice to me.
If you touch the outside of the utensil, the place that's dry, but there's liquid. Good?
Yeah.
Rabbi Meir, but according to Rabbi Meir that disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, what does he say? Choluk beis hatzvita me'achori akli v'hayad noga be'beis hatzvita. If the hand touches the beis hatzvita, hanoga that's dry v'loy nitmu. V'yad noga beis hatzvita hanoga v'loy nitmu. Choluk beis hatzvita me'achori akli v'hayad noga be'beis hatzvita. Hanogov v'loinitmu, the kli utensil does not become tamei. Zehu hamikra haniskar berav. Shabo l'Rabbi Meir choluk beis hatzvita me'achori hakli u'Rabbi Yossi ein choluk zeh mizeh. Pretty much, this is really the only thing we really need to know. So basically, what we hear is telling us first, he's telling us a very important yisoid. If I were to touch the outside of the utensil, the achori hakli, even if I touch the outside of the kli in the place where there is no liquid, where there is no liquid, according to everyone. The machlokes says that if I touch the opening of the utensil, and it's dry, with dry hands, is there a gezera? According to Rabbi Yossi, yes. Rabbi Yossi says there is a gezera. And according to Rabbi Meir, that's where there is a disagreement. Rabbi Meir says, no. The Beis Hatzlita is independent. Really? When is it independent? When is it not? Well, that depends on that. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi are coming to explain where the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Tarfon, and Rabbi Akiva disagree. Yeah. All they say is one thing.
Right.
There is or not a degree of independence
in the whole
relative to the outside. Now, how does that apply in Halacha? Rabbi Meir says, it makes no difference whether your hands are tamei, and the question is, did you contaminate the kli, or if the situation is that your hands are tahor, and the question is, did the kli contaminate you?
Right.
Doesn't make a difference.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference. There's a theory machlekes, what is independent, what is not independent.
Hmm.
Along comes Rav Yosef, no. Oh. When they discuss somewhere when your hands are tamei, When your hands are tahor, and the utensil is tameh, and the question is, did the utensil contaminate you?
Yes.
But if your hands are tameh,
yeah.
And the question is, did your hands contaminate the utensil? Everyone agrees.
Avada bin avada.
The utensil is tameh. Good? Is that clear?
L'chayra.
Is that clear?
Isabel.
Really? I don't believe you.
Okay.
Now, come to picture number two.
Yeah, we have time.
Find this to be very boring?
Not boring. It's very, what do you call it?
Boring.
Not boring.
That's the word.
No, very.
Yep, okay. Pam used to always say, Yah Tameya,
which is the button,
the red one.
Go ahead.
How often?
Rashi.